More than 100 homes have gas shut off due to landslide in Ranchos Palos Verdes. Due to a continuing landslide in Ranchos Palos Verdes and recent strain on SoCalGas infrastructure, more than 100 homes were disconnected from natural gas on July 29, without a restoration date in sight. We know this is difficult for the community, especially given the current uncertainty about future natural gas service and the continued land movement, SoCalGas Senior Vice President Roger Schweck said in a July 29 update. The utility on July 27 notified the residents of 135 homes in an area called Portuguese Bend that their gas would be turned off on July 29 at about 9 a.m. Unfortunately, the neighborhood continues to experience significant new land movement damaging roads, homes and further threatening the safety of SoCalGas infrastructure, the company said on July 29. Outreach teams are also available on the corner of Fruit Tree Road and Narcissa Drive between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on July 30 to answer homeowners' questions, according to the latest announcement. SoCalGas personnel, city officials, and third-party experts have been closely monitoring the land movement for several months, relocating more than 600 feet of gas pipeline, adding flexible pipeline joints to allow for some land movement, and installing an isolation valve to quickly shut off gas supplies in case of an emergency. They also said some assistance is available for the affected homeowners, including a one-time payment of $2,500. In its own update, Ranchos Palos Verdes officials said on July 28 that they repeatedly requested SoCalGas to delay the service shutoff to allow homeowners more time to prepare, but to no avail. The city continues to request a delay in the shutoff as we share residents' frustration with the short notice provided to the public. However, the safety and well-being of our residents are our top priorities, the officials said, adding that no gas leaks had yet been detected. The Epoch Times reached out to city officials for further comment but received no reply by publication time. No other utility is looking to cut their services in the affected area, according to city officials. The city also said it's looking for disaster resources to aid affected homeowners. Much of the Ranchos Palos Verdes Peninsula sits atop the ruins of an ancient landslide. Last year, two homes were red-tagged during the spring and several dirt trails and roads have all but washed away, according to city officials. The most movement has come since 2023, with heavy winter rainfall accelerating the movement, with some infrastructure affected including sewer collection pipes, broken water and gas pipes, and leaning utility poles. The city declared a local state of emergency in October 2023, which has been renewed multiple times since.